man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
Yes, we can. To quote that guy named Hussein, yes, we can. And the Mexicans say it, si, si, puede. Yes, we can. We can survive, us country folks. One of them up here with my family in North Dakota, and you out there in radio land. I hope some of you will call in tonight at 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. Could be no more energized time to be alive, no more exciting time to be alive than the present moment. Every day, you and I have a chance to make a difference. Sounds pretentious, but it isn't. We have a chance to make a difference in the future, the whole future of our people. It's all at stake now. So we want to be very smart. We actually have a moral duty. It's not just incumbent upon us. It's a moral duty that we be smart, that we, and part of being smart is that when we do something, we analyze, did it work? What's that famous, I love that comment that some people use with each other when somebody's really screwing up badly, and then you say to them, how's that working? It's not. So if something that we're doing in our movement, and that's a pretty broad word, isn't it? When, as you sit out there, you're probably like, which movement is Kelso talking about? Because we're all in different, there are some different parts of, I like what Donald Trump says. He said, this is not a campaign, it's a movement. But what Donald Trump started is a lot bigger than anything any of us have ever been part of. 63 million of us voted for Donald Trump. Nothing that any of us have ever done has ever attracted even a thousandth of that support. So that's an important thing to consider as we launch into this show, the Trump Phenomenon. That's the title. The date today, May 15th, 2018. And as I said, 800-313-9443. That's the call in number here at the Republic Broadcasting Network. To be found at republicbroadcasting.org. Listen to those promos that you'll hear in between our talking segments promoting Republic Broadcasting. Make your contribution. Take John Stadtmiller, the founder, take him up on the offer for the membership and the $500 contribution offer, which is just a tremendous offer for Front Sight. For a lifetime membership that goes beyond your lifetime, that you can hand on to your descendants. And this is all about our descendants. That's what I think, if you ask most of us, whatever, however each of us defines the movement that we're in, what counts to us most? How this is going to turn out for you, yourself, personally, or how it's going to turn out for your descendants? And even if you don't have any children, you have... essentially, we all have descendants because you have brothers, you have sisters who have children, and they are your nieces and nephews. They are your descendants. They are your bloodline. They are your ancestry going into the future. And all of us, I'm sure, 999 out of 1,000 of us, when asked, would say, it's the future generations that count much more. I'm not that worried about myself. But I worry a lot about how it's going to be for the kids in the future. So the there you are. All right, let's get started here tonight. And the let's start start with a tweet here. Donald Trump tweeting away. He his most recent tweet, and I'm just going with what we've got here. Read it like it is. Thank you to the Washington Examiner on the great article on winning. And the article, let's see if we can actually get to the article. Donald Trump links to it. He might. Is that you I hear, Paul?
Yes, it is.
Folks, over the years, I have developed an acute ear for just the sound of Paul Fromm's breathing, his typing, his cat. I recognize your cat, Paul.
Oh, well, the cat's not in the room tonight, but yes,
I can tell.
She manages to get in.
I can tell the cat's not in the room, but I can. Paul has a distinctive sound, and as do we all, but I've been doing radio with Paul for so long that it's become ingrained in me, so I can hear the slightest little sound, and I know Paul's. See, on my screen right now, folks, just so you know, I can't see Paul on my screen right now just because of the screen we're using right now, but I hear him. And welcome, Paul.
It's good to be here.
Paul is coming into you, folks, from Canada to the south of me here in North Dakota, and I'm sure the weather is beautiful there in Ontario just as it is here, Paul.
Yes.
Donald Trump, who's all about winning, apparently the Washington Examiner, which is a pretty good rag, apparently, they've run some good stuff, and they say Donald Trump's winning streak rivals one of the greatest streaks in sports. John Wooden, perhaps the best basketball coach of all time, once led his UCLA Bruins to 88 straight wins over three seasons in the early 70s, and I remember those. I was there, actually, in Westwood in those years, and I went to UCLA, not in those years, but I had just recently gone to Westwood, and so I very well remembered those old UCLA Bruins, and I'll try to remember it. But this was back, folks, by the time the Bruins were white. UCLA was a white basketball team, and I'll just to prove it and to prove that Alzheimer's has not yet set in, I'm going to try to remember a few of the names of the white players on the Bruins. Keith Erickson. Okay, that's the first one that comes to mind. Now I've got to come up with some more. I used to be able to remember them. Keith Erickson. Gail Goodrich. Okay, that's another one. I think those might be the two best. Let me remember some more. More will come back to me. And they had one black star on the team at that time. But that's back when sports, college football was white, basketball was white, and for you younger people, this may seem unimaginable. You probably haven't seen a white basketball, unless you're watching high school basketball, you haven't seen a white basketball team in forever. But it used to be the rule, even at UCLA, a major city, University of California, Los Angeles. And I remember when I was a student there at UCLA, a student came in who was about 7 foot, I don't know what, four or something. You could see him walking as we walked to class. This guy was, you could see him a mile away because he was so much taller, named Lou Alcindor. Lou Alcindor. And he changed his name. Let me try to remember it. It's going to come to me in a second. To Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. It was laughable then. It's laughable now, Paul.
Yeah, it's comical, and among the people who enslaved blacks or actually transported them to the coast to be sold into slavery were Arabs and Muslims, and yet there's certainly a faction among American Negroes who seem to want to give up their more or less Anglo name in favor of a made up Muslim name, and naming themselves after people who enslaved them. The mind boggles.
Yep. Here's some of this article. That streak in the 1970s with John Wooden, plus 10 national championships, earned him the nickname the Wizard of Westwood. If President Donald Trump has more win streaks like his present one, he might well become known as the Wizard of Washington. I like this. And Donald Trump liked it too today, so he thanked them in a tweet, his latest tweet 5 hours ago. From the economy to important victories across the vast Asian continent, America is winning under Trump's leadership. The good news this month began with an incredible jobs report. The unemployment rate fell to 3.9%, falling under 4% for the first time since 2000. Even better, unlike during the Obama presidency, the low jobless rate was not due to people giving up and leaving the workforce. Instead, since Trump's election, almost 1 million new workers have re-entered the labor market. That movement towards self-sufficiency reaps myriad benefits for our society, including more stable families, lower crime, and less government dependency. In fact, an amazing 2 million Americans stopped receiving food stamps during fiscal 2017. That's a lot of folks. In addition, writes the Washington Examiner, the quality of the jobs improved as wages accelerated in the first quarter of 2018 at the fastest pace in a decade. This trend particularly benefits minorities. For example, in U.S. history, Hispanic unemployment has registered below 5% for only 7 months ever. Amazingly, 6 of those 7 months have occurred in the past year under the pro-growth policies of this president. If President Trump is as racist as media pundits claim he is, he's remarkably bad at it. This is good writing. A strong America at home supports a strong America abroad as well. On the international scene, this commander-in-chief, in contrast to his two predecessors, is restrained. Bush and Obama, is restrained in his use of American might, but also clear-eyed in his admonitions to our adversaries. I'll tell you, who wrote this article? I mean, this is, Steve Cortez. Let me turn this down here a little bit, and I'll just pause that there. Steve Cortez is this good writer, and let me get rid of this audio. It's a great article. I want to read it. I just have to get the intrusive audio out of here. There, I muted it. Okay. Let's see here. A strong America at home. Yes, he's restrained in his use of America's might. Last week, he took strong action against the awful Iran nuclear deal. Trump recognizes that allowing Iran to simultaneously pursue both advanced nuclear power technology and potent ballistic missiles sets the stage for a very dangerous Tehran regime in years to come. Moreover, Trump showed our allies in the Middle East, Israel, the United Arab Emirates, and Saudi Arabia, that he will not let the corporatist globalists of Western Europe dictate American policy toward the corrupt mullahs of Iran. Now, I like that phrase there, corporatist globalists. We're seeing terms and words now in the media that we haven't seen. The incredible capture of 5 top Islamic State leaders last week showed the potency of Americans working in concert with our friends in the region. Speaking of our friends, at long last, America made good on our promise to our ally Israel and moved our embassy to Jerusalem. In doing so, Trump showed that campaign promises actually matter, and that we believe that Jerusalem is both the capital of the modern state of Israel, as well as the eternal capital of all Jewish people. On the other side of Asia, now, by the way, just to let you know, folks, what the Israelis have faced with the past 3 presidents, or more, actually. Clinton, it's been running the last couple of days on TV, Clinton solemnly looking at a Jewish audience saying, Jerusalem is the eternal capital of the Jewish people, and my first act will be to recognize that fact. Then Obama said exactly the same thing. Bush Jr. said exactly the same thing, and neither man did anything of the sort. Donald Trump's the only guy who said it and did it. And the Israelis commented upon that over and over again in the ceremony in front of the new embassy. On the other side of Asia, Trump set the date and location for the historic summit with Kim Jong-un. The recent detente on the peninsula, including an official end to the Korean War, unfolded largely because of Trump's leadership, according to various South Korean officials. So this isn't Trump trumpeting himself. The South Koreans say this about him. In fact, even the Secretary General of the United Nations concedes that the straitjacket pressure of Trump makes a grand denuclearization deal possible. Trump deployed maximum economic restrictions, diplomatic pressure via China, and forceful rhetoric to compel North Korea toward moderation. As a result, with grateful hearts, President Trump and Melania welcomed home three American hostages back to their families and to our land of freedom. I tell you, this is a new kind of journalism, folks. It takes a while to get used to this, reading this in a major Washington, D.C. Rag. So while the quixotic mainstream media tilts at Russian and porn star windmills, President Trump makes America more prosperous and more safe. May he have many more John Wooden-esque win streaks like the one he's had so far in May. And that says Steve. Oh, and get this. This is hard to believe. Steve Cortez, the writer of that amazing prose, is a CNN political commentator. And
yeah, very out of character.
And he's Hispanic, folks, to boot. He served on the Trump Hispanic Advisory Council. So there's some real feathers in Donald Trump's cap right there. Some publics you would not expect. You know, back in when Donald Trump was running and he was saying things like he was telling the AIPAC conference before which he spoke most bravely during the primary campaign. He didn't have to speak in front of it. What a hostile audience, you would think. But he stood in front of that audience, and I, as close as I can remember, his actual words were, and of course, AIPAC is the America-Israel Public Affairs Committee, and it's the number one Jewish lobby and widely considered the most powerful lobby in America. The second would be the NRA. He said to the audience, with his usual, aplomb and candor, he said, "You're not going to vote for me." And he said, and I'll tell you why. Because I don't need, he either said, need or want your money.
That's right. That was a really remarkable statement.
I could feel the air rushing out of my lungs, you know, gasping when I heard him say that. Like, the guts that it took to say that. And, he also said in the primary campaign, he said, I'm not sure that the Israelis are that serious about negotiating a two-state solution with the Palestinians. Woo! That took guts. He wants peace. He wants a two-state solution. That is, he wants the Palestinians, just like the Israelis, to have a nation with a capital, and to have peace and a place for their kids to grow up in security. So, and he wants to make that happen. And even, I forget his first name, but the Obama ambassador to Israel named Shapiro, of course, which is, that's a Jewish name. Shapiro said, in spite of himself, this last week, he said, Donald Trump's recognition of Jerusalem really moved the possibility of peace in Israel and Palestine forward. He cut the Gordian knot with that decisive decision, because that was a sticking point there. The Palestinians were saying Jerusalem is our eternal capital. I think they say stuff like, Muhammad ascended to heaven from Jerusalem. I think they believe that. And they have on the Temple Mount, where the Jewish temple, both temples stood, and where Jews expect someday for a third, I think it's a third temple to be erected. Right now, there is a mosque the Al-Aqsa Mosque. This was non-negotiable for the Muslims. Well, it's not. It's off the table now. We'll be back after this break, folks. Stay tuned. Call in.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have? Do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank-you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens.
So sick and tired of listening to what you got to say. I decided I just got to stand up and say so. Sick and tired of being sick and tired of being sick and tired of being treated this way. So I made my choice, gonna raise my voice and say it's time for you to pack up and go. You know who you are, you're lying so and so.
We're back, folks. I don't have any callers yet, so the lines are open, folks, if you want to call at 800-313-9443. Remind me to remind you about the upcoming American Freedom Party Council of Conservative Citizens Joint Conference to be held just west of Nashville, Tennessee on June 15, 16, and 17. Saturday, June 16 will be the main day. Some of you already are joining us. Thank you very much to the listeners who have called in. I'm the director of the event, so you can, when you call me, you're talking to the horse's mouth, not like George Will, the horse's ass. was it John Nolte described George Will yesterday as a horse's ass? I'm the horse's mouth, and so you can, let me turn my phone down here a little bit in case you call right now. I can get you fixed up with tickets, and they're not expensive, $125. That's easy for this great event. Hotel is a bargain at $100, double queen beds, beautiful view of the lake out in the countryside there in Tennessee. And that's easy drive for so many of you. Those of you that are within a couple hundred miles or a half day's drive of Nashville, Tennessee, please consider coming to this event. I'd love to see you there. And we'll be promoting the Republic Broadcasting Network. I will be doing that heavily. And if I can come up with some literature, I'll hand out some RBN literature. But a great chance. If you want to find out more about the speakers and so on, go to our website, theamericanfreedomparty.us, and click on the button there for the June 15, 16, and 17 conference. And so with that mention out of the way, I don't know what we were talking about before the break, so I might be shifting topics here a little bit, but I don't want to forget this either. This is an important one. I saw a flag at half staff at my son's elementary school. He's graduating from kindergarten in 2 weeks, and we're deciding whether he's going to go on to higher education or whether he's done with kindergarten.
Well, talking about other things, James, how's your campaign going?
I'll get to that too. But before I forget, this is an important man. I know you admire him, Paul. I saw the flag at half staff, and I wondered why it was at half staff. I know it's not for this reason. Maybe it's still for Barbara Bush, but the flag should be at half staff for the great author Tom Wolfe, who died yesterday.
Oh no!
Yeah, died yesterday at 88, and what a writer, and what a patriotic writer. He was not a left winger, folks. He wrote The Right Stuff, great book. He wrote Bonfire of the Vanities,
and that's a tremendous book that captures the spirit, the corruption, the political correctness of the 1980s in New York City. It's a great, great novel, Bonfire of the Vanities,
and a book that. He wrote that was, where's the list of books here? This one here. This is a great novel. It's not talked about much. I Am Charlotte Simmons, which he wrote in 2004. And what was wonderful about this book is that he covered, race and he covered basketball. We started with John Wooden. He covered the story. Charlotte Simmons is a white girl who grew up barefoot. In, I think it was the hills of North Carolina, the west of North Carolina. And she goes off to an Ivy League school. And Tom Wolfe covers how corrupting that experience is, how pure and wonderful her life in a mountain community of Appalachian white people was in her childhood. And then there's a great contrast when she gets a scholarship. She's very smart. She goes off to an Ivy League school. I think it's maybe University of Pennsylvania. I forget which school it was. But she goes off to maybe Duke. She goes off to a big school, and everything is seedy and corrupted, and it's sleazy. And she's exposed to this. And the great trajectory of the novel is that she's exposed to this corruption. She's threatened by it, and by the end of the book, though, she rejects it, and she recognizes, you know, as Dorothy says in The Wizard of Oz, there's no place like home, and she recognizes that all the stuff she got at this big academic big city university was a bunch of crap, which we've been discussing in this new study that shows that there aren't any Republican professors at our universities. I mean, you could take all the Republican professors at our universities, and they could all meet in a, you know, they could all have lunch in a, you know, in a fast food restaurant. There's so few of them. And in some of the departments, they could all meet in a phone booth. In some departments, a lot of departments, 39%, there are no Republican professors.
There'd be nobody.
Nobody, yeah. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Hey folks, CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
When this war is over, it will be but a day. When this war is over, it will be but a day.
We're back, folks. And I've got to admit it, I'm behind on my Tom Wolfe reading. There's another great Tom Wolfe book, so I'm told, that I haven't read, that he came out with after I Am Charlotte Simmons in 2004, and that's Back to Blood, in which he's dealing with the subject of immigration. And I'll bet it's a great book. I haven't read it. I love the title, Back to Blood. There's a lot of content in that title. So but anyway, we lost Tom Wolfe at age 88 yesterday. He died of an infection in a Manhattan, New York City hospital. Oh, we've got some callers here, George in Texas and Andy in Texas. Right. Hey, George, it's your turn. What's up?
How you doing, gentlemen? You know, the thing is, I was listening to a little incident about Maxine Waters on the House floor. I can tell you by the tone in her voice, she knows the jig is up. And she felt threatened because she's realizing Black Americans don't really need her anymore. They're better off on their own without having to be voting for this witch to stay in office. And I hope Omar Navarro wins.
Well, yeah, and Tom Wolfe came out with a lot of catchphrases that have become part of our language. And I don't know what – I think he may have come out with a phrase on the subject of pimping the minorities, because that's what Maxine Waters has made a career out of doing. That's what Al Sharpton does. He pimps the minorities, meaning he's making money off of the minorities like a pimp with a string of hookers who are his victims. And the rest of us are the Johns, I guess. So, yeah, you're right. The jig is up, and Donald Trump is really outflanking our enemies. His move there and recognizing the capital of Jerusalem, I mean, he just transformed an entire – and I'll tell you what, going into 2018 and 2020, I don't know that Donald Trump will be facing the phalanx of largely, you know, the huge Jewish donations that pour into Democratic coffers every election. I think that might dry up a little bit in 2018 and 2020 when you listen to the roaring enthusiasm of Israelis and American Jews who are there. And there was a kind of an interesting connection. Steve Mnuchin, who is our Secretary of the Treasury, the Israelis were having fun with their, you know, their kinsman, Steve Mnuchin, in referring to his name using, I don't know whether it would be Yiddish or Hebrew pronunciation, but Benjamin Netanyahu and others, David Friedman, they refers to Steve Mnuchin as Secretary Mnuchin, Secretary Mnuchin. And Mnuchin laughed at it. They all laughed at it, but they were having fun. It was a wonderful, fun day. So Donald Trump's outflanked that Jewish opposition that you would expect him to have to face. And now he's turned it into support. We just read an article from Steve Cortez, who's a member of the Hispanic Advisory Council. He's Hispanic, and he makes Kelso sound dull. His enthusiasm for Donald Trump is greater than mine, if that's possible. And then there's black support, like Sheriff David Clark of Milwaukee on the campaign trail. He gives big, giant support to Donald Trump. So Donald Trump's outflanking people in all those minority communities. And then, of course, in the white community, people like Charlotte Simmons, he's just hitting the ball out of the park. And that story in Jerusalem, I'm telling you, people do not appreciate how large the American evangelical population is. It is humongous. It is scores and scores of millions of people. They're very serious about their politics. And when you saw like Robert Jeffers, who's one of the leading evangelicals in the country, I think his church is in Dallas, and he has something like 1,200 TV stations carry his preaching every week. And this goes unnoticed. I mean, Robert Jeffers has a bigger audience than Wolf Blitzer by far. But the mainstream media pretends that doesn't exist. He was there giving a prayer at that ceremony. And I'll tell you, every single person in Robert Jeffers' many millions of people congregation is really, they really got a message about Donald Trump from their pastor yesterday. And this is happening all over the United States. So what did Johnny Carson used to do at Cresswell? He used to hold the envelope up to his head. And here's what Carnac says, watch next week. Watch the Trump numbers jump as evangelicals respond to the movement of the recognition of Jerusalem as the capital of the people.
I hope that, I think he got absolutely nothing in return for it. I hope this isn't a mistake that's going to set the Middle East on fire. I really hope it doesn't, but here's what he got for it. Pats on the back from people who don't like him anyway, and maybe neutralize some for the next election. But
I've never heard. I mean, this is when it was important to watch the ceremony. To watch the, you can read people. You can, as the camera goes across their faces, and they respond to the words that are said, including they had a televised on a big screen, a jumbo screen. They televised a message from Donald Trump to the ceremony. They You can read their faces. It's not fake. The enthusiasm is really warm, and they believe Donald Trump. They trust him. They believe him. The biggest soccer team in Jerusalem renamed themselves the Trump team. So they, I mean, this is unbelievable. It's mind-boggling. And you know, you mentioned that he didn't get anything from them. Well, that's part of what they appreciate, is that he just did this out of he supports them as a people, and they get it, that this guy really does. He's not doing a deal with them. He's not putting them over a barrel. He's saying, I recognize to you, this is your capital. It's always been your capital. It always will be your capital. And I'm not going to be like Bill Clinton or George Bush or Barack Obama and two-faced with you. You know, I agree with you. I'll do it the first minute I'm in office, and then they don't do it, and they don't do it, and they don't do it. And then in terms of lighting a powder keg, I think Donald Trump, the way he deals firmly with things, he sort of ends the dispute. He was firm with North Korea, and the North Koreans got it. He's not playing. There's no pussyfooting around. Remember on this show when we tracked, Donald Trump sent three. We don't have anything but nuclear carriers. I think we have 12 nuclear carrier groups, 10 or 12. He sent three of our nuclear carrier battle groups to the waters off of North Korea. Oh, man, does that send a message? He spent, I forget, Navy SEAL Team 6, I think is the name of it. He sent Navy SEAL Team 6 to South Korea. Folks, Navy SEAL Team 6 does one thing really well. They find a person and kill him. So, like Bin Laden. And so when Donald Trump did that, he was sending a very, very strong message. And the result is, a few months later, we see Kim Jong-un giving a warm romantic embrace in the presence of his wife and the South Korean president's wife. They're embracing each other. This is, you know, and only a few months earlier, it was ICBMs going right over Japan, right over Japan. As those ICBMs went into Japanese airspace, as far as the Japanese knew, there was a nuclear warhead on top of it. There's no way to know. So the Japanese were having heart attacks. A city like Tokyo, I think it has more than 10 million people, would be utterly destroyed by a nuke. And millions of people would die. And what's the warning time? The warning time from North Korea with an ICBM is minutes. Minutes. There's no possible defense. The ICBM comes in over Tokyo at 20, in excess of 20,000 miles an hour. It's a blurring ball of fire as it descends. Knocking that out of the sky, almost impossible. So Donald Trump, we went from that nerve-wracking situation to the Olympics, where the North Koreans were present and everybody was feeling the love. And now Donald Trump's going to meet with Kim Jong-un, we hope, in Singapore. And, more good things will happen. But Paul, to answer your concern, it's very legitimate to have a concern. I think the Arab response to Donald Trump's strength is going to be, actually, I think there will be less violence. And I think they will realize, and they'll realize also, Donald Trump, I think, is today Ramadan? It was some Islamic holy day today. Donald Trump wished Muslims, he gave them a greeting of well-wishing, and I think they can get it. He's sincere. He is warm-hearted and generous to all peoples of the world. He's not a racist. But he wants people to live in peace and leave each other alone. I think they get that, and that I think we'll have remarkable results. With and people that are truly killers like ISIS, Donald Trump specifically targeted them, turned the military loose. He said basically with that Navy SEAL Team 6 approach, go kill them. And they did. And they're dead. So, you know, that's over. You know, and the Arabs would be the first to welcome that, because the caliphate of ISIS was a terror state for when they controlled the city of Mosul in Iraq. That was hell for the Arabs living there in Mosul. and hell for the Kurds. And Donald Trump ended that. So, but anyway, go ahead. George, I'm sorry. I talked over you. Go ahead, George.
Well, you know, the thing is, I predict in 2020 that Trump is going to carry California. You know what's going to happen? You know, you look at Hawaii, President Trump is monitoring the eruption in Hawaii. And, you know, two things could happen. You can have a major earthquake, which can have a devastating effect on a whole state where, you know, I think Trump is going to have to respond with the Marshall Plan type of plan to try, like, get the infrastructure to sort of like, and also to get the infrastructure back online, and he also can make that push for that infrastructure bill that he wanted to pass. And, you know, there's a rock formation where the volcanic lava flow is, and that sort of like a big rock they're saying is going to break off. It could cause a tsunami on the Pacific coast. So there's some things that could, if they can happen, that can give the Trump the ammunition and the tools to, you know, bring the country together, you know, to rapidly respond and, make a change. Thank you. I'll move on to the caller in Texas.
All right, George, thank you as always. And let's go to Andy in Texas, if Andy is still there with us, engineer. Andy, are you there?
Yeah. Hi, Mr. Kelso. Yeah, I'm here, and I appreciate you taking my call. Now, this is a serious question, and I really would appreciate you answering it in full. If the guy wants to drain the swamp, office, he didn't throw the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and the Declaration of Independence on his table, look at his cabinet and say, clean house. How come that's not happening?
Well, okay, that's a very good question. My first response is, it is happening. And then my second qualification of that, of course, it's not happening across the board because Donald Trump is, in fact, in the swamp. He's up to his eyeballs in muck. So can he just, you know, start fresh, wipe the slate clean and start with, a bunch of really good patriots? It's not possible. I think what he's achieving with what he was handed. Well, for instance, here's an update, Andy. The news in the last 24 hours is that it appears that there was an FBI mole inside the Trump campaign staff actually working for the FBI. This is now we're finding this out now, only almost a year and a half after Trump wins the election.
Career should end because of that. People should be fired, perhaps even sent to jail. That was the spying on a legitimate political organization, it's beyond outrageous.
Yeah, and so to answer, by way of answering your very good question, Andy, if you've got a mole who's operating as a saboteur inside of your own operation and you don't even know it, and you're the president of the United States, man, I mean, it's miraculous what he's achieving with, and that's just one example. The latest in the last 24 hours, he's had, you know, scores of these situations where the deep state, the enemy, and let's appreciate this for a second, Andy, how many tens of thousands of deep state Alinskyite, Bolshevik, communist, whatever you want to call them, left wingers have insinuated themselves into the power structure of America, media, government, your local, you know, county services agency. They're all over the place, and they're a pack of hyenas. They work together. They suck your blood. That's what they do. And they can signal to each other, you know, just with hand signs, so to speak. They're already a team. Donald Trump, when he wins the presidency, he does occupy the White House with Melania. They do have to, you know, basically disinfect the place after, Michelle and Barack leave. And they did that. They didn't actually move into the White House for a couple of weeks, and I can understand that. I wouldn't want to either. But so they stayed in Trump Tower for a couple of weeks. But when he walks into the White House, he's got a few people around him. He had Steve Bannon was with him. He had a few other people. Not much of a team. He doesn't know this guy that's a mole in within his staff. He doesn't know that. He finds out a year and a half later. So the point being, the job, your job and mine, Andy, is out here is to be wingmen to help him out, elect support for him in 2018. And it looks like that's going to happen. As Dick Morris said yesterday, there isn't going to be a blue wave. There's going to be a red wave in 2018. Donald Trump is correctly casting it. I can tell your dog agrees. He's casting it. He's casting it as a referendum on Donald Trump. Do you want to impeach Donald Trump? If you do, vote for the Democrat. If you want,
no, but I got one more question for you, boss.
Okay, and we'll take it. Let me look. We got time to take it right after this break. So stay with us, Andy.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about Migrelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the Migrelief migraine formula. Migrelief is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try Migrelief for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customer. It works for me. Returned to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just 2 bottles, a 4-month supply. I take Extendivite 3 times a day, every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
And we've only got a few minutes left. Andy, have you got a final thought before we have to close the show? Come in, Andy.
I'm here.
Yeah, do you have a final thought briefly as we close the show?
Yeah, well, the first thing I want to say is, A, the Constitution is a law of the land. We both know that and stuff, but I'm still wondering how we got that far off. But the biggest thing that really bugs me the most is that There's no arguing what the Clintons and the Bushes and all these people have done to our country and stuff, and nobody's being indicted. So is the Constitution dead? And he's Donald Trump sitting there with the defibrillator trying to revive it? Or what's really going on? Is there
okay.
is there really 29,000 sealed indictments set
yes.
out there?
Now, Andy, problem.
Yes.
The problem's name is Mr. Jeff Sessions, and everybody's trying to.
Oh, thank you.
I
know that.
Yeah. Now, and here's the deal. Apparently, the CNN's making fun and mocking Donald Trump because apparently he and Sean Hannity talk almost every night by phone. And it's wonderful. I love the thought of this. And Sean Hannity is pounding. Tucker Carlson is pounding here on this show. We're pounding on Jeff Sessions. What the heck has happened to Jeff Sessions? Those indictments, they should be coming. Those, as Paul said, people should go do hard time in prison for the crimes that have been committed against our nation, against in the person of Donald Trump. Crimes committed against his campaign and now against his presidency should lead to hard time in prison. Jeff Sessions is the problem. He's got to go. He's got to resign or grow a pair and do his job. What's his name?
Who would you replace him with?
I'd like Joe DiGenova. I'd like Judge Andrew Napolitano.
Oh, excellent.
I'd like Jim Jordan, congressman from Ohio.
How about the guy from Judicial Watch?
Yes. Is that Tom Fitton? Or no, he's not an attorney. It would have to be the attorney, which is Tom Fitton is...
this guy has been an advocate. He's even suing the federal government right now, and he's got a petition to become the AG.
Yeah, he would be good. He would be good. And so we can look forward to that. But the pressure's on. The heat is on. I should play that song. The heat is on. I should play that. I don't have it queued up.
I'll tell you what. You guys keep the heat up. Keep the heat up on this. Don't let it go because you know what? America is going down very slow right now because Trump has he's slowed the process down. But y'all need to turn the heat up. Let's go. Let's go get these guys.
Yeah,
it's time
absolutely.
To fight. Let's do it.
Yes. All right. Well, thank
you're doing,
you, buddy.
You're doing a great job, by the way, sir.
Whoa, thank you. You're very generous. Thank you. And let's
have a good night.
All right. Thank you, my friend. And let's see if I can't do this a little miracle here for you, folks. Oops, we're running out of time. But let's see if I... Nope, I didn't get it. I'll try for the heat is on in another show. But folks, the heat is on, and we'll be back with you. Thank you, Paul. Thank you all. See you tomorrow night.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. May 5th is the last day you will hear this offer on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.